We're joined now by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, who also just so happens to be today's hometown hero. So hello and congratulations.
Thank you, Aaron. And what an honor. So I greatly appreciate the recognition.
I don't know if we don't often get a chance to interview the hometown hero on the day that they're recognized. So how does it feel?
Well, you know, it feels pretty good. I mean, it's... being mayor is so enjoyable. I'm sort of get to do what I want to do. It's my way of giving back to the community. So it's always nice to get some recognition for it. But it really is a labor of love. So it just feels good to be part of this community.
Yeah. For those of you out there listening, Hillsborough Mayor Stevens is today's hometown hero. You can get the full clip on our website, chapelborough.com. We'll play it on the air later on this hour. You may have just heard it about 15 minutes ago, but you do so much in the community, and not just mayoring, but also a lot of other things in the town of Hillsborough. And one of the town's great ambassadors, too. So we really do appreciate everything you do every day.
Thank you, Aaron.
And there's a lot going on in Hillsborough this week. So let's run down the agenda. There's a meeting tonight of the town board, and one of the items on the agenda, and I know everyone's ears sort of peak up as soon as they hear this now, is the Colonial Inn, sort of the next step in that process.
Well, it is the next step in that process. And at the end of last year, the town engaged the Development Finance Initiative. That is a special group out of the UNC School of Government that works with local governments to... I look at development projects and do a pro forma, look at all the financials and see what's feasible, what's not feasible in communities. And certainly the Colonial Inn is one of those properties. And so they have had a chance to go through it. They've done a whole financial assessment. They've were preparing a report to us about what options the town would have and what the finances would look like. And so we will be receiving that report this evening.
Have you had a chance, or has town officials had a chance to speak with or work with the owner of the building, Francis Henry, since the last round of meetings last year?
Well, Francis Henry did, in fact, come to one of our board meetings and presented us with a letter and said he was appreciative of the process. I believe he saw that the town was going to fund this, which is, of course, an independent third party to take a look at the inn. I think that was perceived as a positive step and as an investment the town was willing to make up front. It feels like that has gone fairly well. I also know that Mr. Henry was cooperative with letting the folks from DFI into the building, and that was very helpful in them making their assessment of where do we go from here. And of course, what this does is outline various options that the town can do, but also this information is available for Mr. Henry, for any of the folks who are financing him, for interested third parties, so that they can have some real numbers and some real information about what the possibilities of this are. It's very easy with something that evokes, I want to say, an emotional response or historical or people are so much love the inn and love the history of the inn that sometimes it's you can think it's it's priceless, and yet these things do have values. And so what will actually work on the market is really important to have some real numbers for people to work with. So I think it's going to give everybody this doesn't outline or make any decisions for the town, but it just provides a whole array of information that all parties can make use of. And so the town will have some options, but this also certainly gives the owner and other stakeholders an opportunity to be on the same page and have a common reference.
We're looking forward to a quick and positive solution to that. We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and again, that board meeting is tonight. We'll know more about next steps after that report is presented, after that meeting takes place. Ongoing right now in downtown Hillsborough are a couple of different improvements, repairs to Riverwalk this week and also to that downtown parking lot, right?
Well, indeed. parts of Riverwalk are going to be closed are at least restricted while we're cleaning up some brush and just doing some regular maintenance. That's just for about two or three days, of course, weather dependent. And then for still a few weeks to go on the first phase of our downtown improvements. Before we work on the actual streets and sidewalks, the town is improving what we call the Bank of America lot, or that space behind the restaurants in that 100 North block of Churton Street. There's a large kind of parking area that has several owners, primarily Bank of America, but the town leases the majority of that. And so the town wanted to get that lot cleaned up, get it. It had such a weird traffic pattern.
So you had to drive to the left. You had to be British for a second as you're trying to drive in and out of there driving on the left.
Yeah, would commonly be expected. So what's going in will be some planting. We'll make much more sense in terms of what the traffic flow will be like. We think it'll be a lot safer. There'll also be some screening from the backs of those buildings from the utilities where the restaurants are. So it'll make it much more useful and much more attractive. And we want to get that whole parking area settled and cleared up before we even start touching the streets. Because we still want, all the shops are still open, all the restaurants are still open, and we know it's an inconvenient for customers and for folks in town, but we've got to do it. So we're trying to do it one stage at a time. We stopped work on it for this past weekend, for the Mother's Day weekend. We're also going to stop some work on it over the weekend while we have the garden tour and some other big happenings over the weekend.
Which is coming up really soon, the Hillsboro Garden Tour, one of the bigger events on the town's calendar, and it's coming up this weekend. And before that, a public meeting on Solarize Hillsboro, right? That's on Thursday?
Yes, indeed. Solarize Hillsboro will be meeting this Thursday. I believe that's at 7 p.m. And, of course, that's a nonprofit that's going to be showing how really feasible it is for people to add solar to their homes. And so that happens on Thursday. And then the garden tour on Friday, I guess there's a plant sale that happens on Friday, and the garden tour happens Saturday and Sunday. And tickets are still available. I think the tea is almost sold out. There's a few spots left for Sunday.
I was going to ask what the highlights were, but I know that tea was definitely a highlight.
Tea is definitely a highlight. There's at least a dozen houses and gardens that are will be on this tour, so it's a beautiful time of year. It'll be great to see some of the wonderful Hillsboro gardens. And, of course, the Hillsboro Arts Council has and other galleries will be open, and they've really worked in this year's theme to combine art along with the garden. So it'll just be a beautiful time to be and to be in Hillsboro and to really enjoy all the things that this community has to offer.
And getting back to the Solarize Hillsboro, that meeting's coming up on Thursday. And if you're interested in solarizing your home or business and getting involved in that, you can go to solarizehillsboro.org. Or if you're in Chapel Hill or Carrboro, go to solarizechapelhill.org or solarizecarrboro.org. So all of Orange County able to participate in this. Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, got to let you go. But again, thank you so much for everything that you do. And congratulations on being today's Village Pride Award winner.
Thank you, Aaron. And we really appreciate WCHL.